Now, I'm excited because I brought something I love. Can everybody see? Can you see what it is that I love? It's a beach towel. Yeah, exactly. At the front, I have something that I love. And I could describe it to you.
Go on.
Or, sorry, what did you say? Oh, Tom. Oh, I think I might show Tom first. Are you right, Tom, to come up? No, I can't. Anybody else? Come and have a look. Come on. Come and have a look.
I didn't expect that.
That's amazing.
So has everybody come up and seen? Come and see.
We've been invited to come and see.
So I'm going to take her out for a cuddle. So, what I could have done is left her at home, right? Her name is Mallow, short for Marshmallow, and she is defying all of the statistics because how old is she now, Susan? She's over eight. And rabbits are only supposed to live for about 4 years. I think she's pretty special because we bring her in at night and she sleeps inside, and then we shift a cage around in the backyard, and she eats the grass, so she's like a lawnmower for us, and we shift the cage around. But when you walk out into the backyard, she hops up to wherever it is you are and she puts her paws up on the top for a pat. And I think that's pretty significant for a rabbit. No. She's fine. Well, she's inside at night and, you know, the stereo's on and everything else. But I could have described the rabbit and left it at home. What did you notice about when I said come and see? And it's a fair bit of chatter, a bit of laughter. Yes.
And because you said you loved it, you want to see it.
Yes. Yes. And there was a point in my life where I would have said, if somebody had a pet rabbit and they said they loved it, I would have gone, really? Yes, that's right. So, what have we got on the overhead projector for the next thing? Our Bible reading. So, instead of just reading the Bible, I'm going to encourage everybody to open their Bibles to the start of John chapter 1. And if we follow along with this reading. So Cheryl is going to read the passage. And what we might do too is everybody's seen, because they've been forewarned as they walked in, hadn't they? Oh my goodness, he's going to ask some questions. Oh no. So if we can just pair up or get into groups of four or what have you, so that you can discuss it together. But we're going to follow on. So it's John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. So John 1, 43 to 51, which is actually the reading for today.
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you come to know me?" Jesus said, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the Son and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
You've got these questions, I think, in the pew sheets. The first question is, who are the characters in John 1, 43 to 51? So if you have a look, there's a number of characters. So who are the characters that are in that passage that we've just heard Cheryl read from? Okay, so the group up the front, it took them about, not very long. Yeah, not long. So who are the characters?
Jesus.
Philip and Nathanael. And who's Philip? Who is Philip? There's a bit of a description there. Who is he? Yes? The town where Andrew and Simon Peter lived. Yes. Okay. So, the really interesting thing here is that, obviously, what is the author John doing? It gets a bit confusing because there's a couple of Johns. John, the author of this gospel, but also John the Baptist. But what is John doing here with Jesus at the beginning? What's he doing? Telling, yes. But he's also setting up who Jesus is, isn't he? He's setting up who Jesus is. But to understand this, the lectionary just kind of picks out passages. But to really understand this, and what John is doing here and what's happening, let's go back and read John chapter 1, 35 to 42, because you get a little bit of a sense too about who the characters are and where we are in the story. So if you read together John chapter 1, 35 to 42. So the third question there is, who are the characters, disciples in John 1, 35 to 42? So who are the characters in that preceding passage? John the Baptist.
Two of his disciples, one of whom is Andrew.
Yes. That's right. It doesn't say who the other one is, does it? It doesn't say who the other one is.
No. But you know Andrew went and told his brother Simon.
Yes. And who's Andrew? Disciple of John the Baptist, yes.
And Simon Peter's brother.
Simon Peter's brother, and of course that's so confusing, isn't it? Simon Peter, because he's Simon, he's Cephas, he's Peter. He's the rock. So, and then some of you have already skipped through to the next question I was overhearing you say. What do you notice about verses 38 to 39 and verses 45 to 46? So at verse 38 and 39, there's something fairly similar that gets repeated at 45 to 46. What do you notice about it?
Spending the day with him,
yep. So somebody said, come and see.
Yeah. The invitation.
What do you think is significant? Do you think that there's anything significant about the come and see? It's your choice, yes. It's an invitation. Yep, that's the nature of invitation. It's you get invited, but you get to say, no, I can't, or no, I don't want to, or
maybe
yes, I will.
I can't fully explain and make you believe. You have to come and see for yourself.
Come and see for yourself.
You come and see.
So it's about experiencing, isn't it? Because you can tell somebody something, like I could have told you about the rabbit. You would have all fallen asleep. Would have been a snore fest. If I told you about how much I like my rabbit, what my rabbit does, and oh my goodness. Can I go to sleep now? But then if I say, come and have a look, what happened? Everybody's like, oh, wowee, it's a rabbit. You get to experience. Which one becomes more real? Me telling you, or you getting to pat the rabbit?
The second one.
Yeah. So what does this suggest to you about how you can amplify other people's spiritual curiosity? Do we have to talk about it? So, one of the questions it kind of prompts, though, what are they coming to? What are you going to say? What are you going to say in terms of, you know, I'm a Geelong supporter, if you hadn't or didn't already know that. I'm pretty passionate. And some other people around here are pretty passionate about cricket. Am I right?
Yeah.
Roger?
Yeah.
What, you know, you meet some people and you find out, what? You've never been to a footy match? Come and see. But when it comes to our faith, what are we actually going to say, come and see to? So I know of a couple of examples of come and see that happen. Can you tell me a couple of examples of come and see that happens around faith here at Endeavour Hills Uniting Church? Thinking of one specifically, I'm really surprised Cheryl hasn't mentioned it, although maybe she has and I missed it. So there are some come and sees that happen, pardon me, that do happen. And I think that that is a really good thing. We need to remember, though, that we need to amplify other people's spiritual curiosity and curiosity, not so much by simply telling, but by actually providing an experience of it. Because one of the things that I'm always banging on about is that when Christian community is done well, and when I say done well, I mean that it's really inclusive and it reflects the broader kind of neighborhood. Particularly, I think it is particularly glorious when there's lots of diversity in terms of different abilities, different cultural backgrounds, because then we can really learn from each other. But it also testifies that this whole notion that God created the world and that we're all equal and we can... She lets you know when she's having a drink. And lost my train of thought. Yes. Oh, yeah. And Christian community is a really wonderful and awesome thing when there is the diversity and we are actually testifying, we're witnessing to that vision of everybody being welcome at the banquet table. So the more opportunities there are where we do that, the more opportunities there are for us to say, come and see. Come and experience Christian community for yourself.
Come and see.
Yeah. Still an invitation. Yeah. Tom, did you want to say something? You say. Well, the difference there really is that your husband took the initiative, but still the opportunity was there because of what the Andrew Centre was doing. Come and see. Exactly. The other thing that I'm not sure that anybody mentioned, I'm just going to tap on really quickly. What did you notice about the use of the word come and see? When you had a look at that. So, Jesus, did you notice what happens? The disciples come up to Jesus and they ask a question. And where are you staying? And how does Jesus respond? He doesn't tell them. He says, come and see. But then what happens in that next kind of chapter? It's not really a chapter in the Bible, but you know, it's got the separate heading. What happens there? No. But who says come and see next? At verse 45, isn't it? Yeah. So Philip says, "Come and see." So what is he doing? But he's absolutely mimicked Jesus, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Instead of actually telling them, he doesn't tell them. He does exactly what Jesus did, which is piques their curiosity. So it's this process of Jesus just doesn't give answers, but kind of provokes questions, which gives this curiosity, hoping for people to discover things for themselves. Which one do you prefer? Put up your hand if you prefer somebody telling you, or you prefer to actually discover things for yourself. I prefer to discover things for myself.
But on verse 48, how do you know me? I saw you while you're still under.
Yes, he does. He does. Yes, yes, yes.
Then Jesus wasn't there to literally.
So sparking curiosity, keeping curiosity alive, feeding it, and allowing people to discover things for themselves. Let's pray. God, sometimes we jump in with the answers too quickly. Help us to follow your way of providing things for people to come and see, so that they can experience faith, so that they can experience Christian community, so that they can experience you, and so that they can grow, learn, and love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.